Bleed Red.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah, the podcast where we talk about cinema and the impact it's had on North Korea.
But how do we know what impact it's had on North Korea?
Yeah.
It's a very speculative podcast.
Oh, fucking hell. What film are we talking about today, Thomas?
Les Aristocats.
Isn't it weird how they say Aristocats and not Aristocats?
Yeah, they put the emphasis in a different part of the word.
Yeah.
When it's cats and not crats.
Yeah. I didn't have fear about that.
I like the word crats just by itself, though.
Yeah, I wonder what that can mean, crats. Maybe when you've got crabs in your ass.
Yeah, but not like pubic lice, like actual crabs.
Oh, I can see you've got a bad case of the crats.
Yes, well, I just got back from the beach.
I just got back from a cookout. Yeah, fucking Aristocats. What did you think?
It was dumb and silly, but ultimately fine.
I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I didn't not enjoy it. It was just fine.
Yeah, I thought it was just like perfectly fine, like old school Disney film.
Yeah, pretty much. It's one of those films that it was on rotation in my house as a kid, and like we used to watch it a lot. It's one of those, you watch films over and over again as a kid, to the point where Aristocats was one where I kind of like knew most of the dialogue.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched it since then.
Yeah.
And I've realized that when I was a kid, I would do... Do you ever, like, when you listen to a song and you can't understand the lyrics fully?
Yeah.
You sort of just fill them in with, like, noises that sort of sound like what they're saying.
Yeah.
I had done that a lot with the dialogue of this film and with a lot of other films that I used to watch a lot as a kid. And I watch it now with my adult brain and I can understand the words that they're saying. They must have just been unfamiliar words to me as a kid.
Yeah.
So I was kept getting these flashbacks of like, oh my God, I remember just like, I remember almost like reciting that in my mind watching this as a kid and just not knowing what word that was, but just making the noises anyway.
Also, on my notes, I realised that as my hairdryer, I put Aristocars.
Posh Cars.
Yeah, that could be a film. I mean, it kind of already is a series of Pixar films, but that could be an old school Disney film.
Yeah.
The Aristocars. I want to leave all my money to my cars.
There's just a load of like Bentleys and Porsches under hoods in a garage.
Yeah. But why? Well, because they need gas. But you'll be dead. Yes, but I would still want them to feel full. Okay. So after we fill them all up with gas that will never be used, so they won't be driven, then what?
Put the money directly into the petrol tank.
Yes. And put the rest in the glove compartment. And then drive them all into the river and then... Adelaide, are you okay? What? Who is Adelaide? You are. Ah, yes. Yes, I was going to say, I want to leave all my money to my cars. Yes, you said that already, miss. Oh.
Did I tell you I want you to put all the money in the glove compartment?
Yes. But what about the river? Yes, you said that too. Okay. Take all my money, liquidate my house, and put it in the cars, drive it into the river. Make sure there's a small child inside each one that can't get out. And, I guess throw a tea party on the bank. On the bank of the river? No, on top of the Paris bank.
No, on the bank of my melted house, which is what I meant by liquidated.
Yes. Turn my house into a bank. But only a bank that has... Tuppence inside. Oh, I want it to be a bank that gets so heavy it sinks into the earth. Because there's just so much tuppence. Also, I want you to know that my ex-husband used to call my vagina a tuppence. He would say, can I shine your tuppence today? And I'd say, not today, Monsieur Wilfred. Today it's having a spring clean, and for the next 4 days, so...
Yeah. But you're welcome to have a go at my copper penny.
Full of iron. Hello, yeah, fucking hell. Yeah, I really liked the animation style of this film because it is the old school Disney animation of that period, but it's a bit more stylized than the other films. It looks more like a painting, I feel.
So yeah. I really liked that. Yeah, I noticed that at the start as well. I kind of stopped noticing it partway through, but at the beginning I was like, huh.
Yeah.
It's very hand-drawn. Looks it anyway.
I like it. I like it a lot. Anyway, Paris, 1910.
Posh Madam arrives home. What?
Yeah.
Did you start singing?
No, Tom. I didn't start singing. I was going to ask, was that during the First World War?
No, it was before the First World War.
When did the First World War start?
1914.
Okay. So Paris was still warless.
Yeah, although, I mean, pre-World War One, I'm not sure much of Europe was warless for long.
Yeah, they were killing monarchs and not really knowing what to do.
Yeah.
But she seems to come out of it all right.
She seems to be doing just fine. I wonder what she's... No, she's not Duchess. The cat's Duchess.
Yeah, no, she's not opera singer. She was an opera singer. I managed to catch that this time.
Oh, I didn't.
How's she so rich? And then when they play Carmen later, Toulouse... What's her fucking attorney's name?
Yeah, that guy.
He's George. Like, I remember seeing you on your opening night and I thought you were wonderful. And she's like, yes.
Oh, well, he says her premiere, which is a thing that upper class women used to have at their coming of age.
The debutante ball.
Yeah, that thing. But
I think you meant premiere of her first show when she sung. She obviously became very rich off becoming an opera singer.
Yeah, and just fucking loved cats.
Yes, you would. She loves pussy. She's like, yes, I just open a can of whiskers.
Which was also what my husband used to call it.
Oh, Adelaide, can I open a can of whiskers tonight? She's like, no, Felix.
All right.
Yeah,
so
1910.
She arrives home and says she's expecting her mad old attorney to turn up.
Yeah, she brings her cats with her on outings, the mother cat Duchess and her kittens Marie, Toulouse and Berlioz.
Yeah.
Who is Berlioz? Is he a painter as well?
He's a composer, I think.
Okay. I wonder who Marie's named after. Maybe Marie Antoinette?
Maybe.
Maybe she's like, you know what your destiny is, don't you?
Here, wear this fancy headdress.
Yes. Here, come near this new contraption I've made. It's called a catatine. Put your head inside, I let go of the string. And when your head pops off, oh, what joy it brings. And Duchess is like, aww. She's like, don't worry, Duchess, you'll be in the other room. And you'll have more kittens, because you're clearly a slut. But yeah, she's awaiting her attorney to show up to discuss her will.
Yeah, and I'm like, why the fuck have you not already made a will? It's irresponsible of you to leave it this late.
Maybe she just got a diagnosis of something, so she's like, okay, I need to make a will.
Yeah, but you should be making a will whenever you have anything to leave anyone.
That
anyway.
Is true. But also, maybe she just wanted to put off this like recognition of her.
Maybe she's just in denial of her own mortality.
Yeah, she thought she would live forever.
And then she looked in the mirror one day and thought, oh, shit.
I'm old, but still hot, and I still definitely would.
No will for me today.
You put that bit of paper away, Mr. Teddy. I wish I could remember his fucking name.
I think it's Georges Aucour.
That's it, Georges. Yeah, because shows up and then Carmen's playing on the thing. And Carmen, I don't know anything about opera, but that's my favourite bit of operatic music.
I can't even think of how it goes.
It goes like, so the music is like...
Oh, yeah, that.
And then Carmen comes out. I know a bit of, in the English translation film they did with Dorothy Dandridge back in the day.
I say.
So Dorothy Dandridge was the first black woman nominated for Best Actress at the Oscars, and it was for Carmen. And it's like, love is like a precious bird, something, something, and you can't let go. Then you feed it to a cat, and then you throw it out in the snow. Out in the snow, out in the snow. And then you invite the Teletubbies, but not Po. And then you do a shit on the stairs.
Wow, yeah. they really stretched for rhymes back in the day, didn't they?
Yeah, I think the song's called Habanera.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at me fucking having a little bit of culture.
Yeah.
But yeah, so fucking Edgar's like writing her will out. Not Edgar, fucking George is writing the will out.
Yes, and her butler, servant, general helper man, Edgar.
Yeah. He seems so nice at first. He's overhearing.
Yeah, he doesn't seem... They don't introduce him in a villainous way. They introduce him in quite a kindly figure type way. But he's listening in. He has a... is that just normal to have
I get the sense that that pipe is what she shouts down from in like the when she's upstairs. So she's like, Edgar, I need my tea.
Yeah, and he's like, coming, madam.
Yeah, Edgar, I need my whiskers.
Cool, like, coming, madam.
Yes, coming, madam. All over your tits.
Oh, Edgar, get up here now.
Pick them up from the sides and centre them. when he hears that she wants to leave all her money and her estate to Edgar, and he's like, And then...
He's like, boing.
Yeah, and then George is like, oh, to the butler. And she's like, oh, only after the cats, of course. It all goes to them. And then when they die, Edgar can have it. And he's like, but fucking cats live forever.
I did quite like his attempt at little, like, maths.
Yeah. But what I didn't understand is why he sort of, like, does the money calculations in dollars.
I don't understand any of his decisions throughout this film. The only part I agree with him about is being pissed off that the cats are getting the money before him.
But he would have the money to be looking after the cats. It would be his money anyway.
Yeah. It makes the whole premise of this film is, frankly, silly. Because, I mean, one, it's not like she's on death's door.
Yeah.
She's got a few more years in her.
Would have had to kill the cats and then kill her, really.
Yeah, exactly. Or at least, like, wait till she's about to go or gone and then dispose of the cats. Like, you've given her years to, like, I don't know, get new cats.
That's so fucking true. I never thought of that. But yeah, anyway, he's like, the cats have got to go.
Yeah.
So while he's, like, preparing their little special sleepy breakfast of cream... Which you can't give cats normal cream because they're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, so. I know. But it just in old cartoons, it's just what all cats, they just like a little saucer of milk, don't they?
Yeah, he should have just ground up some fish in a meat grinder and sprinkled the sleeping stuff in that.
Yeah, just roofied their cocktails.
Yeah. Took him into a darkened room, being like, hey man, it's cool.
You consent to this, right?
Oh, Duchess, your eyes really are like sapphires.
Oh, that's not your eyes.
And in the meantime, the Duchess and the kittens start painting and then practicing their scales.
Yes, their scales and their arpeggios.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. My man, great, so they gotta be great. You could have had a bad bitch, noncommittal. I sent Tom that video this morning, and
we should
I hope he
put that on the Instagram like, maybe when this comes out.
Yeah, definitely. It's so funny, and I can't not see that scene without thinking of that song.
It's synced up God. So well.
I know, right? But yeah, they're practicing, and this whole time I was thinking, oh, you kittens are so fucking spoiled and rich, and Maria is such a bitch.
Yeah,
she's like, mama, he did it again. And the Duchess is like, oh, Toulouse, don't do that to your sister. Come on, play one of your prickly little songs. Mm.
I did find her voice very pleasing.
Oh, God, I loved it. If I could talk like that, I don't know what I'd do.
I'd talk like that.
Yeah, all the time. Maybe I... Do you know what? There's nothing stopping us from talking
like that. Shall we just talk like this? I can't do it. It doesn't sound as shit.
Everything just kind of has this kind of lilt to it. It's like, oh, Toulouse, please don't put your finger in my anus. Oh, Marie, you sound wonderful.
Yeah. You do a better impression than me, but it's...
Yeah, well, I'm not a fucking turn of the century cat, Tom. I can't do it.
Is there anything maybe you could do about that, or...?
Let me see, because everything she talks a bit like Audrey Hepburn, but just a bit like softer, like everything's a bit like this, like, oh, Thomas O'Malley, ah, if only we could fuck on this rooftop, but I have to get back to Duchess, not Duchess, I'm Duchess, I have to get back to me, I have to tend to myself, you see, she talks a bit like the woman who's almost gets married to Captain Von Trapp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Edgar serves them their milk and stuff, and the mouse comes along, their friend mouse.
Yeah, their friend mouse, as he is known.
To dump his cracker.
Hey, friend mouse.
Oh, friend mouse, you brought a cracker.
Oh, yeah. I brought a cracker, Duchess. Oh, I can't do a good impression of him either.
I can't. He's the same mouse from Robin Hood.
I don't remember a mouse in Robin Hood.
Yeah, there's a mouse that is Friar Tuck's friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I haven't seen that in a long time.
I don't think I'd want to watch that film again. Like, it's fine, but it's annoying at the same time.
Hmm.
But anyway, the cats drink all that fucking milk and then they fall asleep. And then what does he do? He sneaks the cats out at night and he drives them away.
He drives them across Paris, and then we get our first little encounter with these two hilarious hounds.
I fucking hate those dogs. I'll say when it's the thing. Okay, it's the thing.
Yeah.
But Buster, it's not the thing. Wait a minute. No, he sort of has like a whistle to his voice.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it.
I think that guy's from Robin Hood as well. I think he's one of the vultures.
Oh, maybe. They're all the same voice actors being used.
Because Thomas O'Malley
is Baloo.
Baloo, yeah.
Anyway, the cats wake up in the middle of the night and they're scared because they're in their basket all alone on a riverbank because they fell off the back of Edgar's motorbike because the dogs were chasing him.
Yeah, after the whole hilarious and wacky chase scene.
I literally just put farcical chase in series, and you know how I feel about farce. And I actually forwarded the second farce scene because I was like, I'm not having this.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was all just quite inconsequential, wasn't it? Like,
yeah,
it didn't
so
really
unnecessary.
Tie into anything. The dogs do have one line that made me laugh, though.
Oh, what?
As the second time that Edgar's, like, creeping around, the dog's like, I think it's squeaky shoes. They're Oxfords, size 9.5. With a hole in the left sole. And the second dog goes, what colour are they? And he's like, oh, I think they're... Now, how would I know that?
Yeah. I did see that bit and I did laugh. And their line at the very end is good as well.
Oh, what? It's the end.
I think this is the end. I'll say when it's the end. And then the end title like hits him in the head. And then he goes, oh, it's the end.
Yeah.
And I was like, ha ha. Aha. But the cats wake up and are scared, and I was like, oh man, this is so sad. But Duchess is surprisingly calm about it all.
Yeah, well, she's got to hold it together for the kids.
Yeah, I feel like she's a lot more streetwise than she... I mean, she must do. I mean, she doesn't know who the father of her kids are.
Yeah, do cats, like... Can a female cat give birth to 3 different colour cats in the same litter?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It just, they can. And it doesn't even necessarily depend on the colour of the male that they mate with. It's just the way that the genes come out. But yeah, they decide to just, like, huddle in the basket for the night. And in the morning, who should show up? but Thomas O'Malley can't.
Yeah, I do like his voice.
I do too. It's very like sultry and deep and
yeah.
Like,
see, I can't do. I can't do an impression of anyone in this fucking film.
But you're so good at impressions usually.
I feel like it, but I just can't do any other voices.
It's like, hey, Dodgers. She's like, oh, look at you, Mister. Oh, what are you? And he's like, my name.
Oh, what are you?
What are you? Yes, are you another cat? I've never seen one before. They always take me from behind. You see, it could be a cat. It could be a horse.
Have a go on my pink sapphire.
My little pink, they call it the Pink Panther.
Oh, gee, Duchess.
I might have to have a go.
I have to take you up on that, baby.
She's like, oh, don't. The children are watching.
Mama?
Mama, he did it again. But yeah, the cat arrives and he's like, hey, maybe we can go. She's like, oh, do you know the way back to Paris? I'm awfully lost and all these other things. I need to get back to my owner. Her name is Adelaide von Hulahudud.
She's not from France.
No, she's from Spain.
Although you wouldn't guess it from her name.
Or her complexion. Anyway... and then he's like, sure, me and you, I take a magic carpet with your sapphire eyes. I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, wonder. Oh, tell me, Duchess, have you ever let your tail decide?
My tail?
My tail? Oh, this is a whole new world. Oh, look, over there, a new fantastic point of view.
Oh, it's one of those things I can slide over my tail to cover up my butthole.
I don't see how those things work, to be honest.
Do the cats not just shit on them?
Yeah, surely. Ugh, anyway. And then the kittens appear and Thomas O'Malley's like, oh, you've got kids.
She turns around and he's gone.
Yeah. She's like, oh, for a second there, children, I thought you had a father. Alas. No Christmas presents for you this year. But no, he's like, I tell you what, I'll get you back to Paris.
I get you
my
back.
My magic carpet. Yeah, I'll get you back. Na, 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 na. I'll get you back. Ah, ah, ah. I'll get you back. Oh, Duchess, give me one more chance to get you back to Paris. So he waits for a truck to come along that's carrying stuff, and he scares the driver so the truck screeches to a halt.
Yeah, he jumps out and thrusts at the windscreen.
Yeah.
And the driver's like,
sacre bleu! Zut alors! I have missed one! So they jump on the truck, but then Marie fucking falls off. She falls off a lot of things in this film.
Yeah, she was not made to be out and about outside of Madame's mansion.
Yeah, which I blame on Duchess. She didn't teach her any sort of like street smarts.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see any... I don't see Marie having kittens anytime soon.
So Thomas O'Malley rescues her and he jumps on the back of the truck as well. And for a while, everything's okay and they're all drinking milk and having fun and games and playing canasta and grooming each other, I guess. That's what cats do.
Yeah, the kids are trying not to look.
Yes.
But they can't help it.
Yeah, they're like, oh... Mr. O'Malley, why are you grooming my mom's anal area?
You know she's got one of those things covering it up.
It's okay, kids. I like the taste of metal. Anyway, the driver sees them again and boots them all off. And they were like, what the fuck are we going to do now? And then they see a train track. So like, we can go over the train track. That will get us to Paris.
Yeah. And then who should fall off the train tracks?
Crazy old Marie. But O'Malley jumps straight in to save her, though. He's very heroic. And then the cats run down. And then he does save her.
Yeah,
and
Duchess slips down on her own juices.
Oh, fucking hell.
She can't help herself. She's diving into... O'Malley's diving in the river to save her kids.
Yeah, she's like, oh, he's so heroic. He's like a Superman. Even though that character has not been invented yet.
In 1970?
No, it's 1910.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the year the film came out.
Yeah. But he gets Marie out, but then he's stuck in the river, and he's like, fuck, I'm stuck in the river.
Oh, fuck.
Duchess is like, oh, Mr. O'Malley, I don't know if you know this, but you're stuck in a river.
And it's like, ah, shit, Duchess.
Oh, now I'm one wet pussy. She's like, oh, you're not the only one. I didn't tell you this, but their father died because we used to play this game where I would watch him die just to achieve orgasm. I would stop it before it went too far. This one time the orgasm was too great and I just let it go on too long. And then the car came and... And who should show up but fucking...
But fucking...
Fuck off. Florence and Nightingale the Geese. What are they called? Like,
I can't remember. And... One of them's called Florence, though, I'm sure. Abigail.
That's it. And they're very, very posh. And they're like, oh, look, there's a cat trying to swim. He needs help. Let's show him how.
Thing is, he was kind of doing fine before they showed up. Well, not fine, but like I feel like he was on the point of sorting himself out.
They made things infinitely worse.
They definitely did. And then they were stuck walking with him.
And then, no, when they fucking introduce everyone and Duchess is like, oh, it's nice to meet you. They're like, oh, we're twins. And she's like, oh, God, you would never tell. Ha, 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 ha. And then they recognise that Thomas O'Malley is an alley cat. And they're like, oh, look at his weak chin and his far apart eyes.
Yeah, they'd previously said that, oh, your husband's very handsome. And then when they learn that he's not her husband, they're like, oh, it's a scandal. Look at him. You can tell he's a ne'er-do-well.
Yeah, and it's like, fuck off, you fucking stuck-up bitches.
Yeah.
I was so mad at them. I really liked them, like, up until that point.
Yeah, but they're, you know, they're the posh British upper class. Things need to be prim and proper.
Anyway, they're like, oh, we're going to Paris too. You can follow us, but you have to walk like a goose.
Goose step, if you will.
Yes. And the song is called The Goose Step High, and I used to have it as a ringtone.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like... And it's like, yeah, you walk that shit. Anyway, they get to Paris and they meet Uncle Waldo. This whole bit, I was like, this is an unnecessary part of the film.
It's entirely pointless. They brought them to meet their Uncle Waldo and then found him and then left them without saying anything.
Yeah.
They just brought them there for no reason at all.
Yeah, but at least they're in gay Paris now.
At least they're in gay Paris. It was not the part of Paris they were looking for, but it's where the gooses led them.
Yeah. Geese.
Yeah. So they tell me.
Do you remember that time I was like saying geese and then you were like, you mean goose? And I was like, what? And then he was like, geese is the plural. And I was like, oh my God, of course.
Oh yeah, you were saying like a geese.
Yeah. Oh, memories. Anyway, so they need a place to stay for the night. So Tom's like, hey, I know a place we can hide out. It used to be my old pad. It's nice and quiet. And then we hear...
Yeah.
Hey, the alley cats must be in town. Oh, we can stay somewhere quieter. But Duchess is like, no, I want to see the alley cats. They sound like a whole lot of fun.
Yes, they sound like a whole lot of stereotypes. I mean...
Yes. I've always wanted to make love to a Chinese man.
And this is obviously why there was that, like, the...
The disclaimer, yeah.
The disclaimer at the start, because I could not remember... I was like, against French people?
No, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, it's definitely because of the Siamese cat. Even though Siamese cats, because Siam was Thailand.
So right. Siamese we've had this before, and I disagreed, and then I looked it up, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of Saigon, which is a different place entirely.
Where is Saigon?
I think it's the city in Vietnam, which is now called Ho Chi Minh.
Right, okay. Yes, because the poster for the musical has artistically painted helicopters. That's about the Vietnam War, right?
I would guess so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't think of what that... As the film, like, what got into it, I thought, oh, it's got to be something in the Jazz Cat scene. And then the moment happened and I was like, there it is. And I feel like it was just a myth. Like, they were obviously trying to go for, like, these posh reclusive cats go for a journey around the world and they meet people, like, from all different cultures and cultural backgrounds and stuff. Like, there's a cat with, like, a Russian accent. They meet the British geese and there's, you know, an Asian cat. But they just went in real hard on that Asian moment. And it was just like, ooh.
Because there's Siamese cats in Lady and the Tramp and they're not... Although I suppose they have a song... Actually, no, I take that back because their song in that has the, like, the melodies that, like ding, 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 ding kind of thing. Mm. So that's obviously, like, a stereotype.
I can't remember Lady in the Tramp well enough.
It's, like, a very small scene where they're like, we are Siamese, if you please.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
We are Siamese, if you don't please. Now we're looking over our new domicile. Dun, 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 dun. If we like, we stay for maybe quite a while. Can I sing some more? Do you see that thing swimming round and round? Yes. Maybe we can reach in and make it drown. If we're sneaking up upon it carefully, there will be a head for you, a tail for me.
So all out of your system?
Yeah, those cats are total cunts in that film. Whereas Siamese cats in real life are fucking lovely. That's what my cat is. Anyway, but yeah, the fucking... There's like a sort of like a hippie cat. There's like a sort of like a New Orleans type jazz player cat.
Yeah, I guess he's supposed to be like a Miles Davis or Louis Armstrong or something.
And then there's the Siamese cat who's like, Hun fin kan ki ho si chong, fortune cookie always wrong.
Yeah, I think he says something egg foo young.
Do you know what? Because I was looking for Aristocats gif, because there's an amazing gif that I can no longer find that I wanted to save to use, but it does say what the cat says. If you give me a second, I'll find it so we can repeat it accurately.
Which is like, I think if he does say that, surely that's like a Chinese dish.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's all China based and the cat isn't even
But the cat China. Isn't even Chinese.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, Shanghai, Hong Kong, egg foo yong, fortune cookie, always wrong. And it's like, mate.
He just didn't need to do that.
But apart from that, that whole scene is so fucking dope.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be a cat. And when fucking Duchess is a woman, man, she like gets on that harp and she's like, you know what really turns me on?
Oh, yeah.
Is when there's a whole bunch of cats who've got hard prongs. When you put it inside and I know it's barbed. And then when you withdraw, it scrapes me out hard. And that's how I get fertilized. Which is true.
And end up with these fucking pricks following me around.
Yes, mismatched kittens. Oh, let's make them into mittens. Oh, I was going to make a joke then, but I was like, no, we can't keep that. Anyway.
So, yeah, as well as that, we've now had the second farce with Edgar and the dogs.
Because he left his hat at the crime scene.
His hat and his umbrella, yeah.
And I was like, mate, no one's going to know who that hat and umbrella belongs to.
I know. And also, they're not even at the crime scene. They're with the dogs. And he knows that because he goes straight to the dogs to get them.
Exactly. And the dogs are not fucking, like, chief constables.
No. Nor are they associated with the disappearance of those cats.
Yeah. Fucking Edgar.
He is an idiot. He deserves to be put in a trunk and shipped away.
Yeah, to Timbuktu. But yeah, Duchess and Thomas O'Malley have a little moment on top of the rooftop after the party, and he's like, you know, I really love those kids. Maybe if they want, like, a father around. And she's like, oh, Thomas, I would love to, but I have to get back then. He's like, man, she just sees you as a pet. She's like, no. She loves us so much. And she'd be so sad if we didn't come back. But obviously I can't bring you back because you're a dirty alley cat.
We can fuck on this roof, though.
Yes. Let's entwine our tails and get close enough for you to just quietly slip inside. I imagine all our cats would be ginger. But we don't know, you see. It's such a lottery. But yeah, that was sweet, I thought. But yeah, next day they find their way back.
Yeah, and the mouse comes out of his house.
Mouse house.
Mouse house.
And
he's like, oh my god, the Duchess and the kittens are back. But Edgar's still here and he's still a cunt.
Yeah, so he ties his shoelaces together because that will stop him.
Yeah, and it impedes him.
It does, but then he opens the door to the cats because they're meowing, and then fucking he puts them in a bag.
Cats in a bag.
Yeah, bag of cats.
Good old-fashioned bag of cats.
Yeah.
Nothing like it. 1910 Paris.
Yeah, it's what those Irish women sell on the street. They sell bits of lavender wrapped in tin foil and a bag of cats. Oh, a lucky bag of cats.
Oh, Edgar, you've brought me a bag of cats.
Oh, we'll have a good harvest this season. Anyway, and then fucking he puts him in the oven. The oven is not on. But he puts him in there for safekeeping. And then the mouse, he's like, what should I do? And then they're like, go get Thomas O'Malley. So he's like, Thomas O'Malley? Okay. So he goes and finds Thomas O'Malley, who's just around the corner. And
yeah.
The Duchess and the kittens are in trouble.
And he's like, gulp.
And he's like, what's that, Skippy? Duchess and the kittens are in trouble.
Trouble at the old well?
Yeah, and he's like, no, they're in the oven. In the well. In the well oven. In the oven well. There's a kangaroo and a cat in the oven. Okay, which one do we eat first?
Well, that's what I came to talk to you about.
I've eaten kangaroo before and it tastes fucking rank.
Oh, really?
I had to go to the bathroom afterwards because I thought I was going to be sick.
What part of the kangaroo was it?
Fucking who knows. The flank. And then he's like, little mouse, go find my alley cats. They can help. And he's like, but I'm a mouse. And he's like, just tell him O'Malley sent you. So he goes and finds the alley cats. And they're like playing with their food because they're going to eat him.
Because they're going to eat him.
And he's like, no, I got sent by O'Brien. No. Oprah.
Got sent by Oprah.
Yeah.
Why'd you say
we
so?
We need to rescue the cats. Yeah. And they're like, oh, Oprah, she's such an inspiration. But no, just as they're about to kill him, he's like, oh, that wish I'd never come here. Damn that O'Malley cat. And then he's like, O'Malley? Why didn't you just say so?
This guy's on the level.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're like, let's go. And they go.
Let's go.
And the mouse tags along.
Yeah, I do enjoy the mouse's little smock and hat.
He just looks like Basil the Great Mouse Detective.
I think that's why I enjoy it.
I've never seen that film and I never will.
Well, yeah. Let's not talk about it then.
Yeah, and I'm never going to watch either of the Rescuers films either.
Why?
Because I just think they look stupid.
I think they're like fine. They're like I'd say they're just as good as Aristocats. You know,
I just don't want to watch a film about mice.
You know what? Where? Say what? Cats in a sack?
Cats in a sack? Paddywhack?
What's wrong?
Oh, yes.
Cat got your sack?
What a great saying. No, so they all fucking run to the house and then...
Thomas is having a rumble with Edgar in the stable.
Yeah, because Edgar's put him in a box, in like a chest, and fucking organised for it to be shipped to Timbuktu.
Yeah. Well, you know, they came back once.
Yeah.
So...
No, he would never come back. I thought, if you were serious, why not just club them over the head and throw them in a bin?
Well, as I said, I don't think any of Edgar's choices in this film make any sense at all. He goes, what he decides to do is stupid, and the way he decides to go about it is stupid.
Yeah, he's a very stupid, stupid man.
Yes, he is.
Silly man. But yeah, as he does that, the alley cats arrive.
Interrupts the rumble between Thomas O'Malley and Edgar.
Yeah, because they get into a fight, and then the alley cats arrive, and they get into a fight, and then the mouse picks the lock on the trunk. And then they beat Edgar up, and then they put him in the trunk, but without a lock. So Edgar could have just pushed the lid open.
He could have just got out, but to be fair, he did get kicked in there by a horse.
That is true.
That is probably...
Maybe he hasn't got his full wits about him.
Or maybe he's just dead.
Well, by the time he gets to Timbuktu, he will be. They'll open that chest.
Yeah, because they're gonna be expecting a sack of cats.
And someone's going to open up the chest and find a dead Edgar. A dead guy, even.
Yes.
And be like, well, what do we do with this?
Skin him and make clothes out of him for the market?
Yeah. Finest Parisian leather.
Chaise longue à la Edgar.
Oh, I've always wanted a leather vest. Quick, put it on me. How do I look? And they're like, you look like you're wearing a dead white man.
Why does this vest have nipples? And a penis.
I am glad. Anyway.
It's exactly what I wanted.
And then basically it cuts to later, I would say a week later. And fucking all the cats, including O'Malley, are sitting on a sofa having their photograph taken by Madame, what's her name? Adelaide.
Yes.
And George is striking Edgar from her will and writing it anew.
Yeah. So now it looks like all the money is just going to the cats and nobody else. Which, frankly, I'm not certain would be a legally binding will.
Yeah.
Which is another thing Edgar should have done, really. Just seek legal advice.
Yeah, she wants to leave her money to her cat. I don't think she's of sound mind.
Yeah, would the court agree with me that this is some bullshit and I should just get the money? And I feel like surely they would just say yes.
I think she needs to go to an asylum. I love it.
Crazy old madame.
Yeah. But yeah, she's like to the cat, so go downstairs. There's a party waiting for you, a surprise.
It's a party in my pants.
Come under my skirts. There's a party for you.
And all your kittens are invited.
Yes, and it's just fucking open cans of whiskers tied by strings to different parts of her vulva.
Eat up, children.
Felix. And then she goes to George. George, I've decided to make my home a house for all the alley cats of Paris. And I was like, that's not a good idea.
There are a lot of that. I mean, I haven't counted, but I feel like there's lots of random alley cats in Paris.
Yeah, there's just going to be shit and piss everywhere.
A noise.
Yeah.
Like, my God.
And when they go crazy at night and do the running around thing, she ain't going to get any sleep.
Do the running around thing?
Yeah, so at night, they're called the cat crazies, where cats get super hyper, because that's like prime hunting time for them if they're out in the wild.
Oh, I just thought you meant them doing their wacky jazz numbers.
I mean, they could do that too.
For all we know.
Yeah, they just go nuts at night and run all around the house.
Damn.
But yeah, so they go downstairs and the alley cats are there, and they do a reprise/reprise of Everybody Wants to Be a Cat.
Yeah.
And then that's the end of the film.
Yeah, guess it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say when it's the end.
I'll say when it's the end. It's the end. But yeah, I actually enjoyed this a lot more than I thought. Apart from the farcical bits with the dogs, I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I didn't mind the first one so much. Well, it didn't last as long, it felt like. And I thought, during the second one, I was like, we're spending a lot of time on this dog farce.
The feeling that they just wanted, that they had a cut and they were like, we need a longer running time.
Yeah, it does. So did kind of feel like that, because it's not like that farce really tied into the plot in any way.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just, just a random bit of capery.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the animation style a lot. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah, me too.
Aristocats.
In a sack.
There's another like animated cat film set in France called Gay Purry, and it was always on Cartoon Network, and I never watched it.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, well, I always used to laugh at the title. But yeah, if you liked that, come back next time for more fucking frolicking adventures.
Yeah. And cats in sacks. And cat sacks.
Yeah, or sack cat.
Yeah. Cat got your sack?
Try this ointment. Anyway, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
Oh, yeah.